Hello and welcome to another teleseminar presented to you by Member Solutions. My name is Ali Alberigo and I'm the lead consultant for Member Solutions. I hope this teleseminar finds you in the best of health and happiness with your business prospering. It's amazing to me that we are already in the month of June, actually at the end of June. 6 months have gone by and it seems that the next half of the year will be done before you know it. Our topic today is 10 income generators, the do's and don'ts of marketing, and how to grow your school with a good referral system and more. The more stuff is something we will discuss at the very end, but for now I would like to jump right into sharing with you the do's and don'ts of marketing. And as you know, marketing is not the easiest thing to get a grip on in business. When we think of marketing, we think of campaigns of the big boys, companies like Coca-Cola, Verizon, McDonald's, and other chain restaurants and fast food companies, as well as big franchise companies. The first thing that comes to mind is how I put together a campaign that suits my business. What is the budget? Where do I start? What do I do? How do I choose all of the above? All of these are questions that come to mind, rightfully so, and it's okay to feel lost and a little unsure. The allure to marketing is a great deal bigger than it should be. Here are a few ways to determine what's right for you. Number one, you must first decide what your identity is. I just recently released an article called The Secret Identity. This article talked about who we are and what we represent. Many times martial arts schools are placed in the same category. When a client sees an ad or hears a spot on the radio, the martial arts conjures up one mentality first, kicking and punching. Do you believe that's all you are? If not, you need to be clear in establishing your identity immediately within your community. The goal is to separate you from the competition. What do you do specifically in your school that's not like any other school? If you say service, that's not something that sells. Customers believe services to be substandard. They wouldn't have anything less than a good quality service. So what is it that you specialize in? Recently, I spoke to my friend Dawn Barnes, and she's the founder of Karate Kids World and a highly successful book series, The Black Belt Club. She is an unbelievable entrepreneur and a great person, and I really, really envy what she's accomplished and all that she's done. You know, Dawn found her niche years ago. Dawn realized that she wanted to do and specialize in children. Her teachers know about children, she knows about children, and I believe that that is her niche, and that's why she's doing so well. Many times, business owners spread themselves so thin. School owners are not sure who to service, what their curriculum is good for, whether they're right for kids or adults, and vice versa. The key to all of this is to make sure that you know who you are, and you need to decide on your own identity. Number two, what will you do to market your business? Simply put, it's not about what it is, you know, to grow your school and advertise, but for example, a simple door hanger campaign is done right will yield prospects and many, many people throughout many years. So let me clarify that again. I want to be clear what I'm going to say. So what will you do to market your business? Simply put, it's not about what your campaign is. It's about what it's about. For example, a door hanger. If you do it right, it'll yield prospects over and over again. Will a quality referral program do the same? Absolutely, and we're going to discuss that later. So what you need to do is choose what it is that you're going to do on a regular basis to advertise and market your company, and do it often. There's a saying in marketing that's called the chickening out time. This is when people abandon their campaign or discontinue and change what they're doing on a regular basis. The goal is not to go out and find 20 different ads. It's about finding 4 good ads, a spring, summer, fall, and winter ad. These ads will be all that you need. You shouldn't continue to change your campaign, but basically you should tweak it and test the effectiveness and then maybe change the taglines or possibly the specials, but the general message should always be the same. So again, it ties into your identity and who you are. Number three, determine a few sources. This is the best way to market. The age-old adage says, do not put your eggs in one basket. Well, this is absolutely true, especially in marketing. I have to share with you a huge mistake that I made in the last 2 years. Starting in 1996, I was on a quest to really advertise and build my schools. The Long Island Ninjutsu Centers, there was no rock unturned. I'd advertise everywhere and anywhere. I put all my profits, or at least 40% of it, back into marketing. And at one point, it started to take root. My phone was continuously ringing to the point that I couldn't take care of it all. But we hired good people, and we dealt with it, and we were able to maximize our calls. And obviously, this is a good problem to have. But just about 3 years ago, I started to cut back on my advertising. I was running on momentum, and it really hadn't seemed to affect our phone calls, but due to an increased competition and also the typical setbacks on overtaxes in our area and stressed community, it really started to rear its ugly head. I once heard a marketing expert talk about why the most well-known company in the world, McDonald's, still advertises daily. Simply put, it's continually to remind the people of who they are. People forget easily in this day and age. So there is so much going on in a person's mind that we are considered deletion creatures. As another old saying goes, out of sight, out of mind. So long story short, we're now pushing our marketing campaign back into hyperdrive. You must pick a few sources of marketing that you can stick to, and either by the month or even 2 week intervals, add on another source or a tool into the mix. In my company, takingittothenextlevel.com, I consider this ninja marketing tactics. In fact, we have a website that we're developing with the same name called ninjamarketingtactics.com, and it's our source for marketing. We call all the different marketing tools our ninja weapon arsenal. Our goal is to put at minimum every 2 weeks a new weapon in place so that within a few months we have a multitude of weapons working for us. The goal is to have many working at the same time. Do not give up. Don't start. Don't abandon campaigns. Unless you know it absolutely is a dead item where you're not making money on it and it's not working, then you can abandon it and try something else. But remember, always test your market. Tweak your ideas. Tweak your advertising. Get used to experimenting. Get used to experimenting with what works and how you can make the things that are working work even better. Here are 15 quick ideas that you could use. Remember, you can email me anytime if you need more or missed any of these as I quickly run through them. So these are all low cost, but are very effective, and really, they only take a few dollars to get a great deal of results. Number one, build a referral program and stick to it. And again, I'm going to talk about this a little later. Number two, do buddy weeks, not buddy days. The reason is many people host a buddy day. Quite often a person who's invited will have a conflict in schedule and miss the designated day. The concept is all about convenience. The goal is obviously to get as many people through the door as possible. The more people who experience what you're all about, the more chances are that they'll come in and become a student. Number three, do a grassroots marketing campaign, door hangers, flyers, whatever you can do to get your name out there. Number four, VIP passes. Give out 10 or 20 of them to every one of your students so that they could give them to their friends. This ties into the referral program. Number five, business appreciation. I believe that our business appreciation program is the greatest. And just simply put, what you do is you go out and you find a few other businesses that will market with you in conjunction, share the cost of advertising, and be on the back of your flyer. You do all the distribution. They pay the cost of the flyers. And it's a win-win. Number six, turn advertising specialists into your sales advocates. All PTA organizations that want to have you list yourself or your business card in their journal or directory should receive 1 month of free passes for all their attendees if they're hosting a dinner or a play or whatever. Number seven, special events within the community, Father's Day car wash. We're doing one talking about, basically going out there. The parents come in, they train with us, and they're going to get their car washed for free as a way of us saying thank you. We just completed a Mother's Day carnation giveaway. That's another thing. Number eight, special seminars, community seminars on anti-bullying, self-defense, parent coaching, kick pad seminars, and so on. Number nine, movie nights. Bring a buddy for free, or they come for free if they bring two buddies. It's a two-for-one special kind of thing. Number 10, lead boxes. This is something that I recommend, but it's hard work. Not only do you have to go out and maintain the boxes, you have to do the calls, but each lead that you get, it's worth it. Number 11, leave your free passes everywhere. Put your flyers, postcards, bookmarks on cars and shopping centers. Of course, follow all the legal codes. Don't get yourself in trouble, but get your name out there. Number 12, do free programs in schools. Or charge them and discount it tremendously, but make sure you do the final graduation at your school and have a pizza party. Number 13, do a wine and cheese self-defense seminar. One of my buddies did this, and it worked really well for him. He had about 30 women attend. Remember, this is all about getting people in to experience what you do in your place. Number 14, do email coupons and newsletters. This is an imperative. I believe that regular communication with your clients is essential. And consider your client education program. If you're not doing this, then it's a great thing for you to start. For all of you that are technophobes who are afraid of technology, it's easy. There are many companies out there that may make this a painless process. So trust me on this. Once you start, you won't stop, and it's the greatest avenue of communication. And 15, closing it up on this, is there's so many more to list, and if you want, you can email me at Renshi, reninja@aol.com. That's R-E-N-S-H-I-L-I, ninja@aol.com. As most of you know, I talk about this all the time. Don't worry about calling me or emailing me. I love to get calls. Also, as I said before, any marketing is good marketing. Well, really not any marketing, but sometimes you can very much ruin your chances of running a business if you're sending out unprofessional advertisements. But it's important that you're at least getting your name out there. Here are five key elements in marketing, and they're as follows. Number one, have a clean professional ad. It's worth spending the money getting a professional layout or utilizing any of the marketing layouts available from Member Solutions or that I have available and taking it to the next level. Number two, color increases your chances of being seen. So if you have a choice, it's not really that much more expensive. I can almost guarantee that it's better to run color rather than black and white. Number three, unique ideas are fine, but as I said before, you need to find your identity and have a professional slogan and tagline. For example, in my school, our tagline, which we call a meme, is Long Island Ninjutsu Centers, where it's not just about kicking and punching, it's the martial arts and beyond. Please don't steal that on me. But this is what it's all about, is establishing your identity and telling people who you are. So make sure you do that. Number four, do not start something and stop it halfway through. Give it the effort needed. Consistency is the key to marketing. If you fall into the chickening out category, then you're wasting your time and money. Number five, follow up and follow through. How many of us are not answering our phones during the day? Many people are either not in their school or not answering their phones, and you're missing out on potential business. It's a smart move to have your calls either forwarded to your cell phone or at a minimum pay an answering service to have a live person answer your phone. Many times people will call down a checklist of potential studios. I've heard many times that I'm the fourth person that they called and they're so glad to finally get in touch with someone personally. So I immediately get them to come in and sign up. Why waste your marketing dollars? And oh, by the way, learn how to professionally answer your phone. We have this on our Taking It to the Next Level site where you have a script and you can actually hear what it's like to answer your phone. I live by the idea that you only have one time to make a first impression, so make sure it's a professional one. Okay, moving on, income generators. This is easy, or maybe I shouldn't say it's easy just because I believe it's easy. What the idea is that common sense is not so common, right? So here are 10 income generators from my takingittothenextlevel.com site. They're available to all premium clients. And, of course, on Next Level, they're clearly laid out in four sections, the concept, the flyer, and the marketing layout. So number one, movie nights. This is something that always works. This doesn't have to be done just for younger students. Adults like this as well. Maybe tie it into a grappling night. Watch the IFL, the UFC, and do some grappling and then watch a movie or watch some of the super fights. Do a Ninja Turtle movie night. The minute the movie comes out on DVD, do a spiritual movie night. Show the movie The Secret or What the Bleep Do You Think You Know? Or turn it into a seminar on goal setting and buy the book The Eighth Habit by Franklin Covey. It comes complete with a DVD and many short movies on personal growth. Possibly rent a Tony Robbins DVD and play that. The topics are endless. Movie nights are not just for kids. Number two, do a special seminar. Hire a martial arts friend to come to your school or work out a deal that you teach at his school and he teaches at yours and you barter it. Then share and make money off of each other and their talents. I do this all the time with my buddies and it works incredible. It's a great exchange. Number three, host an intra-school tournament just for your own students. I also do this two times per year. We call it our SHEI, which is a friendly gathering of students. I love the concept and it's very exciting. It's motivational and a profitable day at our school. The goal with this is retention and motivation. Number four, one of my hot items, I love this seminar and I have it on Next Level, is do a kick pad seminar. Now I'm going to use this as a three level, so we have it in three different events. The event is a great way to get parents to participate and get them motivated and learn what kids are doing in class. The parents attend with the child. We teach the parent how to work out with their child. We teach them specific drills. And then you get a handout sheet to take home with them. This is a great income generator. We usually charge $24.99 and it includes a $6 hand-mitt kick pad. Level two of this is selling another kick pad so that they have two pads and they do two pad drills. And then the third one is selling a thigh pad so that the kids could do low kicks to the legs like a Muay Thai pad. It really is about upping the intensity and working heavily with getting the students to work with their parents so the parents tie in this motivation at home. Number five, parents coaching seminars. Although I do this for free, it's my way to teach the parents how they tie in the value systems of our lessons to their home life. This could be easily a seminar that you could do and charge for. This is essentially a way to get parents behind your program, and I love teaching that one. Number six, of course, summer camps is another great income generator. I know you've heard of the concepts and how people make hundreds and thousands of dollars on this alone. I've not taken it to that level yet, but I certainly make a great deal of money off of the camp. We only host our camp for 5 weeks of August. We charge $255 per week. On the last week, we have a sleepaway camp at our ranch in upstate New York, which is a 20-acre ranch, and we have a great time. My summer adventure camp has already 40 weeks sold on it, so we sell it by, you know, the week. So if a student is doing 5 weeks, you know, we have a total of 40 going. So we brought in about $10,000, which is not bad for the month. Number seven, we had some success with the cultural day. This night was fun, tying in all the aspects of our Japanese culture in our school, the history, the food. We even had a local sushi restaurant donate sushi for us for free. One of my instructors enlisted to aid one of the local social studies teachers, and they came and dedicated their time to educate the students on Japan. Of course, since my student and I have traveled to Japan extensively, we have a great amount of information, and we kept our students entertained. Number eight, we're hosting a semi-field day, Ninja Day, at the end of the month. This event will be amazing, complete with obstacle courses, outdoor training. And again, I'm fortunate because one of my buildings has our own outdoor playground, so with over an acre of property, monkey bars, climbing walls, shuriken, and archery targets. I expect this to be a big one. Number nine, holiday party or New Year's party is another way to bring the students together. Normally, this is not a high-profit event, but again, it's a great way to excite and motivate and keep the family atmosphere going. Number 10, finally, Halloween nights or other nights that are seasonal-based. You can tie this into so many ways, I'm sure. Use your own imagination. Again, it's okay to repeat these events many times throughout the year, so find three or four of them that work for you, that people like, and make sure that students are coming to them. And if they miss out, they could come to the next one. You know, if you have an event that is really good but there's a conflict in schedule, I'm sure the person who misses would come to the next one. Others will come to the event that you host. Normally, these events are $24.99 or more. Sometimes we give half price to a friend or a family member. The goal is to increase retention, plus add a few thousand dollars extra to your bottom line over the year. As you know, I like to undersell and overprovide, so here are two additional events. One, how about a physical fitness contest? The student is best performed to win cash. You could do a weight loss contest. You could see who does the most push-ups and jumping jacks. Who's up for the challenge is the question. Make it a big deal. Number two, make a movie. Get your students to write the script and film and edit the movie, then show it at a 3 minute short at your next movie night. You can do this as a 3-part event. To write the script night, make the movie night, three, show the movie night. Sort of like that On the Lot TV show that's out right now. Okay, we're moving on to my referrals my referral system in a nutshell. In our school, we've built a culture. This is of utmost importance for you to understand. We want your students to have something solid that they can count on, something that's not changing on a regular basis, so that the students are more engaged and they understand what to expect and that they're motivated to refer a friend. Here are some issues that I've found to deter people from wanting to refer. One, they fear you'll harass the prospect and that they'll get in trouble. They'll be held accountable for giving out their number. Number two, they're not entirely happy and ready to refer somebody, so they need to be wowed a little bit more. Number three, they're shy and really don't speak to many people. This is often as easy as showing them many ways to accomplish the same task by giving them ideas on how to refer someone. Number four, teach the students that the best way to flatter you is by referring someone to your school. This is the ultimate form of payback and dedication. We continually have to remind our people that we need for them to bring in new faces in order for us to continually prosper and grow. Number five, teaching the students that it's not about the money. It's about sharing something that's special, your martial art program. If they had a beautiful collection piece of art or a song that they loved, wouldn't they share it? Or a movie, they would tell others about it. Of course, you need to teach them to do the same for your martial arts school. Here's our referral program as follows. Basically, in our school, we have two different memberships, a 3-month membership and a 1-year. The 3-month membership is a trial membership to be done once and once only, and then after that, everyone needs to sign up in a yearly program. If a person refers someone to a 3-month membership in our school, they receive a gift. The gifts are small, t-shirts, jacket, gear package, weapon package, and so on. If that person then converts over to a year, they get a credit point for that. If initially they refer someone and they join for the year, not only do they get the gift, but they get $50 as well. The whole goal is for us to give back so that they're excited about referring. The most important thing that I want to mention is, without doing this and chintzing on it or changing the prizes or maybe being a little shortchanged on what you're giving out, people are less inclined to want to be a part of what you do. So let's say you, as a member, referred five people to my school. All five of them joined for the year. After the fifth member signs up, I give you an entire year for free. Some people say, whoa, this is a lot to give away. But I say 5-1. Five people join, one person's given away. I make a four-person profit. On a $1,500 membership that I give away, I'm making four times that amount. So remember, don't be dollar, penny wise and dollar foolish. Make sure you're very, very, not altruistic, that's a bad word. Make sure you're offering to people, you know, something that's of value to them so that they feel appreciated, so that they'll go out of their way to refer you. This is so, so important. My referral program yields hundreds of students a year. You know, if you're not doing it and you're not out there marketing it and out there telling people, it's also a problem. I have people that start a referral program, they hang something on their wall in the lobby, they talk about it, but they don't pursue it on a regular basis. It is essential for you to advertise to your clients, send out emails, talk to them in class, talk about it on promotions, always talk it up. Because you know what, as we said before, out of sight, out of mind, if you're not doing that, you totally, entirely lose out. So it's important for you to make sure that this is always in the forefront of everyone's mind. With that being said, it's something that I stress wholeheartedly. If you're not doing it, then you're missing the boat. You're missing one of the most powerful forms of marketing there is. I speak to many of my clients from taking it to the next level, and I talk to many other martial arts school owners. And remember, I say that common sense is not so common. Well, this is the case as far as referrals. If more people realize how important it was, they'd be putting more time and effort into it. They'd be getting much more benefits. Here are some do's and don'ts for referrals. Number one, do not flip-flop within the program. Lay something out on paper solid. Educate the clients on how it works and then continually tell them about it. Remember how McDonald's continually advertises, and the age-old saying is out of sight, out of mind. So if you're not continually talking about it, then you're not going to get the response that you want. Number two, do not do small prizes. Make the prizes worthwhile. Also remember, what you think is great may not be of interest to other people. The latest craze or gift, video game, Xbox, Wii game, those things might not be of interest. I know they're not of interest to me, so why would I want to refer people to win that prize? To me, I don't want my daughter to get a Wii or an Xbox because I don't want her playing it. So if that's the prize, I'm not going to refer people. So that's why I always recommend cash incentive or things that are going to benefit them to do with their training. Number three, do not change the program often. Keep it the same. You can add some interesting twists. Make people see it as a solid plan that they could, you know, work towards. You know, maybe give out, you know, the person who gets the most referrals for the month gets an extra prize. Number four, make sure you market it to your existing clients on a regular basis. In our school, we immediately start talking about referrals the day the student joins, and again, throughout our entire 2-4-6-8-10-week and 5-month call system. Oh, by the way, that's also on Taking It to the Next Level, complete with scripts and information. We continually advertise sending postcards and mailers to our students, as well as other promotions such as our buddy weeks. Not a buddy day, but a buddy week. We do birthday party lottos, the unbirthday, which has really helped us tremendously to get a lot of people through the door to sign up. In closing, I want to give you some encouraging words of advice. I'd like to end this call by saying running a martial arts school is not rocket scientist. That's really not true. A lot of ads are saying that martial arts schools are running a school is not rocket scientist, but I believe that it is one of the most difficult businesses I've ever run, and I've run many businesses. I dislike it when people put down the difficulty of running a martial arts school. If a school was easy to run, more schools would be out there making a fortune, and less schools would be going out of business every single year. You know, there's someone out there that appeals to every personality of every teacher out there. But very often with, you know, most schools are still below 50 students. The schools that are over 200, 300, 400 students are not the norm. I encourage school owners to really take an interest in becoming professional business people. Learn how to invest, how to build your business for longevity. Learn all about what you can do to create a long-lasting future for your business and your life. I personally recommend takingittothenextlevel.com for you because I know it's working for many clients. But just like anything else, it only works if you put the time and effort into it. I'm very disciplined about growing my business. Every single day I have a list of things to do that I get done, and I'm very excited about seeing all my schools, my four personal schools, evolve into something amazing. I hope that some amazing things are on the horizon for you, and that these calls help you, and I'm helping to improve our industry each call, each email that I do, and I'm very excited about helping you. So in turn, I hope that you would share with me if you have any questions or problems. Give me a call, email me, and I hope that you'll check out takingittothenextlevel.com. And I'm hoping that I can. There's a lot of hopes in there. I hope that I can elevate the industry. You know, remember, we have a lot to offer. There's a lot of great consultants with Member Solutions. I think that if you take a listen and take some time and find a mentor, you're really going to take steps light years forward. So until next time, I'm signing off. I want to say thank you for being with me on this call, and have an incredible, incredible day. Take care.